USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to the latest Quinnipiac poll, concern over the coronavirus pandemic is at an all-time low. Analyst Tim Malloy saying 74% of Americans believe the spread of COVID-19 is under control, and 54% don't believe masks should be required on airplanes or public transit. The parents of 30-year-old Trevor Reed, the former U.S. Marine who was released from Russian custody as part of a prisoner exchange Wednesday, have reacted publicly for the first time.
He looks terrible to us. I mean, as his parents, we know he does not look well. He's very thin.
He was walking strange, and it looked like they had to help him get up in the airplane.
Yeah, he didn't look good. I understand there's some medical personnel on the plane with him, and they're checking him out. So that's our main concern right now.
Paul and Joey Reed say they expect their son to be taken to a military hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy.
The World Bank is warning the conflict in Ukraine could cause the largest commodity shock since the 1970s. A new forecast says the conflict will contribute to massive price increases for everything from natural gas to wheat. Report co-author Peter Nagel saying households across the world will feel the impact, particularly the world's poorest. Natural gas is set to double in price in Europe, while wheat could jump more than 40% worldwide. The price increases are thanks to severely limited exports projected from Ukraine and Russia. Home prices are continuing their trend upward. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Home buyers in Tampa, Florida need to earn 48% more now than they did a year ago in order to afford the medium-priced home. That's according to Redfin Analysis released Wednesday morning. Other cities in the same predicament, Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Orlando, Florida.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Department of Homeland Security has announced a plan for when Title 42 ends. They say it includes increasing the amount of border agents and expanding processing facilities for illegal immigrants. Title 42 is a pandemic authority that denies illegal immigrants entry into the United States to prevent the spread of a disease, but the CDC says it's not necessary anymore. A federal judge placed a temporary hold on Title 42's original May expiration date. Ohio Republican Congressman Rob Portman tells reporters that ending Title 42 will cause a surge of illegal immigrants at the border.
It's already at crisis levels, and when you talk to the Border Patrol, they will tell you it's very difficult for them to deal with the current flow.
Michigan's Republican primary is heating up just days after 10 gubernatorial candidates filed petitions to run for the state's top job.
A group tied to Republican gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon challenged nominating petitions submitted by rival candidate James Craig. They said Craig likely did not turn in enough valid signatures to qualify for the GOP primary. Dixon, the former host of a conservative news show, and Craig, the ex-Detroit police chief, are among 10 Republicans who filed petitions by April 19th. The deadline to contest those signatures is Tuesday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.